I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Sue, I think Fred would tell you we were very close to only having three members on the Rear and Roundtable tomorrow. You're not going to be here, so I couldn't even put you into service. You're taking Friday off, but we did fill Jane's seat because Jane is gone. By the way, I don't even know where Jane is.
She's in Greece and Turkey.
Okay. Now, look, I had to send her a message yesterday that was very important. We don't have time. We have a very important guest, Charles Lipson, coming up. But will you remind me, because I had an emergency. I'm going to put emergency here.
Uh-huh. Does that involve cookies?
Look, it's an emergency. Uh-huh. I'm not going to tell you what it involves, but it's an emergency, and I'm in a crisis right now, and I need help, and Jane might be the only person for me. But right now, I want to visit with my friend Charles Lipson, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. We'll talk a little politics here and about this peace deal. Charles, how are you? Welcome back to the show. Hope you're having a good week.
I am. It's a beautiful fall day here in Chicago. What's it like in St. Louis?
Beautiful. One of those 10% days, as I like to call them. I mean, it is gorgeous.
I love it.
I hope it's...
I just saw something about this Middle East peace deal that I think will amuse you, Mark.
Yes.
It is Barack Obama saying it's a after 2 years of unimaginable suffering and loss, you know, for the people of Gaza, no mention of Israel.
Right. Did he really say that?
We should all be encouraged and relieved that the end of the conflict is in sight. And he prattles on. There is not a single mention of Donald Trump.
Well, of course not. Yeah, they're going to have a hard time here.
The peace deal just happened. It just happened. It's all kind of magic.
I think you're going to see a lot of that. Although I saw something in the Washington Post where they even sort of tacitly admitted that Trump might deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, which he will not get because they voted on the prize on Monday. But something, you broke this down in your newsletter this morning, and I just addressed this in the monologue, so I have to ask you about this because you want to be optimistic. But then one of my questions heading into the break, Charles, was, okay, well, who's going to run the government, right? And one of your points is Gazans are sick of Hamas, but there is no successor, and they still hate Jews. That seems to be still a significant hurdle moving forward.
That's right. First of all, we don't know until the next key move is releasing all the hostages living and dead. And if that happens, then we've made a major step toward a real peace settlement. If it doesn't happen, it was all a fraud pulled off by Hamas. Trump himself was very generous toward the Gulf Arab states putting in their 2 cents on all of this, and most importantly, putting tremendous pressure on Hamas. Israel put itself in this position, I think, when they made a tremendous tactical error in attacking the Hamas leaders who are in Qatar. because that sort of opened a moment. And one thing Trump is particularly good at is seizing the moment. If the hostages are released, he will seize the moment again by going to the Middle East. He won't wait for them to come to the White House. He won't, the hostages and so forth. He'll go there for one of the most emotional moments in modern history. He will be there to address the Knesset, the Israel's parliament, and to greet all these hostages and to offer consolation to the families whose loved ones who were killed by Hamas in captivity are returned. If all of that happens, which I certainly hope it does.
Is there one of the things that you wrote about, and this is where we don't have perspective, mm-hmm. really, because, you know, I even mentioned this right. in the break. You have a lot of people that were called back into service. They have, you know, obligatory military service in Israel. A lot of folks were just doing their regular jobs, and then a war mm-hmm. breaks out, right? They're called into action. So that's significant for families, for loved ones. So one of the things that was happening inside of Israel, if I understand you correctly, is that the support for Netanyahu's strategy wasn't as strong. They're worn out by this. Like, too many people are dying. You had pointed out that IDF leaders are worried about rising casualties because they're, you know, fighting door to door and they're still being killed by Hamas. So there was, you know, there is a strong desire within Israel to move forward, obviously, under conditions like this that have been spelled out in this agreement.
That's exactly right. Let me give an American story that most of us wouldn't have known. I didn't know it until fairly recently. By 1944, support in the United States for fighting World War II had dropped significantly. I mean, it was still a majority supporting. But these wars, and we were winning
yeah.
in both the Atlantic and Pacific, but we hadn't won in either theater, and yet support was dropping. So long wars in democracies lose support. They may lose it in autocracies and dictatorships as well, but we don't have reliable measures. So yes, it was dropping. Netanyahu is a controversial figure, as your audience knows, but I think they may not know just how consequential he is. He's not just let me come to the security in just a second. About 30 years ago, Netanyahu changed the economy of Israel. He was the finance minister, the equivalent of both the Secretary of the Treasury here and the Secretary of Commerce and all the rest. And Israel, until that time, had been kind of a socialist government. And with a lot of state ownership of banks and enterprises, he changed it all over to capitalism. And since then, Israel has grown like a rocket. And it now has a income per capita that's higher than almost all the European states, higher than in England, higher than Italy, higher than France, and growing at a steady rate, and has grown at a steady rate even during the war.
That's kind of amazing. Now, yeah, that's really interesting.
It is amazing. And that's really crucial because you not only have a strong economy, but a high-tech economy that the Gulf states would like to have strong connections to. Now, what did Israel do during the current war? What it did was the main enemy was Iran, but the immediate enemy was not only Hamas in Gaza with its unprovoked attack and 1,200 plus killed and 200 plus taken captive.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And so forth. But the next day, Hezbollah, which controlled southern Lebanon and was the most powerful actor in Lebanon as a whole, attacked from the north with strong support from Iran, which funded it and gave it all the weapons. So you had Israel fighting that war. And what did Netanyahu, leading the government, do? They took out all this so-called ring of fire and then attacked Iran itself, which was using the ring of fire as a kind of protective glacis under which they could develop their nuclear, deliverable nuclear weapons. Now, they wouldn't have attacked Israel right out of the blue. They knew they would be exterminated if they did. But if the Iranian Islamic regime were falling, they might very well attack and kill literally tens of Israel has 9 million people. They would kill as many of them as they could with nuclear weapons.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, before I let you go, just quickly, because we were focusing on the peace deal, but on the government shutdown, I have Senator Schmidt coming on here in a couple hours, actually an hour and a half after 5 o'clock. I thought maybe this would be wrapped up by midpoint here. It looks like it's going to drag on a little bit, but it doesn't look like the Democrats are gaining any more leverage here. You see this differently?
I agree. By the way, I think Senator Schmidt is a real prize. I think he's one of the strongest, most informed, and most intelligent senators on Capitol Hill.
You know why that is, Charles? You know why that is? He cut his teeth here on the Mark Reardon Show. That's right. His humble beginnings were here.
Well,
he was the official state senator of the Mark Reardon Show.
With this guy.
Yeah. No. He is very
impressed with this guy. His education on your show, the things you did to beef up his resume are just amazing.
He really is doing a great job, though. I love
it. I think that the next big question is whether... See, Trump sees the fact that Democrats have dug a hole for themselves. He's let them wallow in the hole. The question is whether he'll pull the trigger on downsizing the government and firing people. I think the reason he's been reluctant to do it is that he thinks it will change the narrative. He won't do it until after Monday and after the hostages thing in Israel. But will he do it? It's a big chance to make a very fundamental change, even though it might cost him some of the support that he now has for the clean CR. So that's the question I would like to the Missouri senator to answer.
A lot of fascinating things happening right now. Never a dull moment. Charles Lipson, thank you so much. You enjoy that Chicago weather. We'll see you soon.
You too,
my
friend.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.